Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Don't Set You to Stand Any right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really, truly appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution for all intents and purposes. That's what you want, right? I got so much I'm going to get to, but first, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has been beating his brains out to help us out, to go out of his way, to help us make money, be able to make money on this big, bad interweb thing that you're all part of, all involved with. And right now, if you use promo code Joe, J-O-E, can't make it any easier than that. Promo code Joe will make it so that you can save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers. I mean, whole bunch of stuff. Really, seriously. That, you use. So why not get the stuff that you use, pay into it, and if you can't afford it or you think it's too expensive, which I don't, I wish you would work it through and you'll see how expensive it actually is, isn't, once you use my promo code. All right? I mean, seriously, if you don't want to buy that, then there's a button on the website that you can donate with, but I prefer you buy from Mike. You keep people in this country working. You keep him in the money so that he can fight those things that we all agree on, that we all need help pushing back on. The man does a phenomenal job of doing that. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Check out the items that you can buy on there, American-made here in this country, to a guy who does agree with us, who does fight alongside us. All right, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. All right, God, I got so much I want to get to. You know, first I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump and what's going down right now. And it's not just Donald Trump, because we're focused on him, so we're really not paying attention to everything around him. You've got the Department of Justice. You want to talk about being weaponized? They're not just weaponized. They are in the pocket of working 24/7 for the deep, dark Democrat Party. Yeah, you heard me. You want to go all the way back to the stuff that Bill Clinton did. You want to go back to Hillary Clinton's email server. Totally federally illegal, against all kinds of federal law, to have an email server, in essence, in your bathroom, in essence. All right? With all kinds of classified data on it. And what happened to her? Nothing. She wiped it clean against the orders of a judge. Nothing happened. The FBI showed up at her house, made an appointment to interview, not interrogate, to interview her, not bring her in to the FBI. Made an appointment, couldn't take notes, couldn't record the conversation, and had to put their phones in a basket before they could sit at a table and speak with her. Who dictates to law enforcement doing an investigation how they're going to do their investigation? The Clintons. But that was all okay, not a problem. Joe Biden, another guy. Senator Biden had classified documents they've recently found that go back to his days as senator that he had no business having with him. They had no business being anywhere with him. And what does the DOJ do? Nothing. Right? Joey B's got classified documents that should have never left the White House as VP in several locations, in his Boston office, Connecticut office, in his home in Delaware, in cardboard boxes in the garage. What's happened to him? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Classified documents. Nothing. Hunter Biden's laptop sitting on a shelf at the FBI. They've had their interviews. They know what's on it. They've looked at the data. They've looked at the documents. Right? There are clear connections between Joey B and the Chinese. What's happened? Nothing. I thought the law was blind. I thought justice was blind. But it's absolutely not. And some of you who hate Trump, hate conservatives, you must hate the law too. Does it apply to both sides or only against us? You've turned it into us and them. I didn't. Right? You've made it us against them. You know, think about it. Somebody brought it up last week. It's so true. You've got the FBI raiding the homes of people protesting for life out in front of Planned Parenthood. Yet you had, I think, what was it, 14 guys? Somebody remind me. Non-kill pregnancy centers, right? People who ran those centers, they, not just the people, but the people in them, the centers themselves, right? There was damage done to them, vandalism, and nothing. Not an investigation has turned up anything. The January 6th people, they've been found. These guys know how to ping your phones. They know how to find out who was out there that day. They did it for January 6th. They can do it for these, nothing. But let me assure you, Joey B says there's no double standard. Not a problem. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you supplies? Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Oh, I'm back. Oh, you are. Always here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You know the drill. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. Save 30 to 70%. You need to. You need to help him and others like him out to keep our fight up, really. All right, the Southern Poverty Law Center is at it again. They just never stop. They're one of the nastiest organizations on the planet, really. Right? Notice that the only things that they call out as hate groups are the groups that don't agree with what they're putting out. A lot of church groups. I mean, Franklin Graham's group. Samaritan's Purse was considered a hate group for a while. I'd have to look and see if they're still on the list. I'd be surprised if they're not. So they do the bidding of the left like no other. Right? Any group on the right, any conservative group, any right-leaning group, any God-leaning group is considered a hate group and put on their list as such. Now, when you look at this stuff, this week they turned its screws on a whole bunch of parental right groups. That's right, because if you're a parent and you want to really have your rights, there's a problem. You become a hate group. Really that simple. So, they put together a group of names over the last, I guess, I don't know, last 3 years or so. Right? And they want to keep helping and rationalizing the sexualization of our children. Basically defending some of these groups that have, these pornographic books that they put out and teachings that they put out and so forth. If you push back against any of those, you're a hate group because you're pushing back against the gay and lesbian community. So, it should be no mystery, it should be no surprise, really. I guess the surprise is how long it took. These parent groups are the spearhead of a national movement that is retaking the country from the left, really. Right, all the garbage that went down, now parents are starting to wake up and go, hey, wait a minute. What are you teaching my kids? What do you think you're going to show my child? It's about time. You know, when our founding fathers put public education together, this was not what it was for. Matter of fact, if you really want to get down to brass tacks and you look at what they put the education system together for, it was to teach people how to read, make sure that they were an educated electorate. Why? So they could read the Bible. Yeah, go ahead. Look at some of the letters they wrote to each other. So that scripture would be available to them. So they would understand their God-given rights. Okay, now that. Every major figure in a movement to radicalize this country is on us right now. Right? That critical race theory pioneer, Kimberly Crenshaw, they're pushing this stuff like crazy. Ibram Kendi and Robert DiAngelo. They're losing traction, and it's making them nuts. So they probably turn to the SPLC, say, hey, we need to start putting pressure on these people. Really. So, conservatives in Congress and in public interest law firms, they better look for communications between the SPLC and Biden administration. They need to start asking for that information because we already know that they're in cahoots with each other. You saw that when it came up with the National School Board Association. Right? And the Justice Department, they were treating parents that were... the Justice Department went along with it. Treating parents who were protesting sexualization and racialization as domestic terrorists. How does that happen? Because I don't want my kids to see a man's half-naked butt twerking or in their face. That's a bad thing? That makes me a terrorist? That makes me a bad person? They went after the Moms for Liberty, who responded, in a video against them. I want to say, never has the hack phrase, full disclosure, been written with pretty much more pride. So full disclosure, she goes on to say, I'm on the advisory board of Parents Defending Education. I participated in their meetings just as I have spoken at Moms for Liberty events and have also meetings with its leadership. I then get a test that they are brave, patriotic women who are glad to take daily risks for the sake of their children. They're interested in protecting their communities and their country. Their leaders have told me how they and their children have been, insulted, maligned, pushed aside. but they're not willing to give up. They're willing to keep fighting. And I hope so. I hope they keep cranking away against these people. The SPLC has decided, in a cowardly way, now to come forward, to move forward, and start putting them on their list and coming out against them. In 2012, a domestic terrorist by the name of Floyd Corkins, who had been browsing the SPLC's hate map, that's what it is, a hate map, walked into the headquarters of the Family Research Council armed with a gun. He had a bag of 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches to stuff in the mouth of his corpses. He ended up shooting a security guard before being wrestled to the ground. Now think about that. If that had happened the other way, where somebody on the right had come out against an organization, somebody went in to shoot the place up, they would be showing you and proving to you how we were a hate group. In this case, they said, well, SPLC had nothing to do with it. That person acted on his own. Even though they know that he was perusing the site on a regular basis looking for a group to go after. But it's not their fault. Not their problem. Again, double standards, right? You know? Don't expect SPLC to have any scruples about this, though. Right, they call domestic terrorists are not just inspired by the center's work. The center actually has people on staff who are charged with it, and the Atlanta police arrested one of the SPLC's lawyers in March, charged him with domestic terrorism after vandals who protested the building of the police training facility. They threw Molotov cocktails at the police. He was part of the group. You would think as an attorney he'd be smart enough to stay back at the office. Don't go to where they're doing a crime. Be there ready to answer the phone and get them out of jail. Just amazing. Got more on them when we come back from the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
You need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith spoke on camera with reporters Friday, claiming there is just cause behind the federal indictment of former President Trump.
Our laws are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump is charged in relation to his handling of classified documents. A person long under his employment, Walton Nauta, has also been indicted in connection with the case. The ex-president scheduled for court Tuesday. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Joran van der Sloot appeared in an Alabama court Friday after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru on Thursday. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother. Holloway went missing while on a high school trip in Aruba in May 2005. Her body has never been found. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, that helps. Joe Messina, your host. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Actually, seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. That's the way we win. When you guys engage, we do really well. Okay? All right. Back at the screaming at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Not as honest as you like to think they are. Not as noble as you'd like to think they are. I mean, seriously, they come off with these great names and great titles and what have you. When you really, when you dig down, you find out, no. They're just a left-leaning hate group. That's all there is to it. So we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center's now also calling out parents who want to save their children as domestic terrorists. Great term, isn't it? They refused. You know, I thought I said that. They refused to call any of the radical Muslims who shot up discos in other places or shot up clubs as terrorists at all. But parents who fight for their kids are terrorists. I don't know. The hypocrisy doesn't get any better. Now, the SPLC is now picking on moms. Not a good group to go after when you really start getting rolling. Now, Mike Gonzalez is the senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's the author of BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Resolution. He's been writing on this extensively and looking into it, you know, on a regular basis. And every time they do something like this, he calls them out. The SPLC also has a history of controversy. In 2018, it had to pay a settlement of over $3 million to a group it has smeared as an anti-Muslim extremist group. Now, hello, think about this. Anti-Muslim extremist. Why would you smear a group that was against Muslim extremists? Unless you're for Muslim extremists, which means you should be for Christian extremists. Maybe Jew extremists. I don't know. Whatever group out there that's extreme, you should be for them all, right? The following year, the center dismissed co-founder Morris Dees. Then in his 80s for, well, they really wouldn't tell you, but it was some kind of misconduct. Go figure. Got to take a guess. One of the center's leaders, Maureen Costello, told the Washington Post that he was well known for being a racist and sexist in the community or in the corporation. Right? What a great social justice warrior group, huh? But I got to tell you something. Whether you agree with me or not, I'm glad they're picking on moms. No. I think it's great. Because they're going to go too far. They're going to push it. And it's going to be all over for them. These people are going to be on them like white on rice. Seriously. I like this one, too. A Princeton professor has decided that he's going to launch Fidelity Month in opposition to Pride Month. Dr. Robert George, a McCormick professor of jurisprudence and director of James Madison's program in America, Ideals and Institutions, he set up a website with a flag and a symbol to highlight the importance of fidelity to God. We need to give back to fidelity to God, spouses, families, and our country's communities. The Christian conservative philosopher called on public officials, legislators, and pastors to do something to recognize Fidelity Month. Now, Evangelist Franklin Graham celebrated the month in a post on social media that he did. And he said he was reminding us, if you remember, that God hates pride. Right? We need a lot, and we read a lot about June being designated as Pride Month. He said, but I think Princeton Professor McCormick has a great idea. Let's celebrate humanity and its fidelity this month, and which is the opposite. And the left will go crazy, I guarantee it, after a while. This will make them nuts. And it's true, God does hate pride. The Bible's very clear about that. And what you get to be proud of is that you're a different sexual orientation. I mean, like, being a sexual being or being heterosexual, homosexual, whatever sexual, is prideful? Boy, have we really gone off, right? My kid being in AP classes and having a 4.1 grade point average, I'm proud of that. That's great. I'm not proud of the fact that he can have sex with another girl or another guy if he just so decides. What's to be proud of? Now, fidelity acknowledges your inherent dignity, but it forces you to consider the dignity of your neighbor as well. We have to be faithful, not just to ourselves, but to our families, our communities, our nation, to God. He goes on to say that the LGBTQ plus movement encourages people to take pride in their identities. Fidelity Month encourages us to fulfill our obligations to one another. It recognizes the inherent dignity of all people, encourages us to love our neighbors as we do love ourselves. Pride views the world through the lens of self, he says. And each person is indeed a magnificent image of the Almighty God. No person becomes himself without the help of others. That's true. You are molded. You are put together. You shape your character. You shape who you are through the people you're affiliated with all through your young life. The people who sow into you. The people who are part of your life. But you got to remember, Christians, you're not supposed to strut about as though you're holier than the pride brigades. Just remember something. sin is sin is sin, whether it's adultery, homosexuality, murder. They're all the same in God's eyes. You're no better than anybody else. The Bible says that we're redeemed from our sin. Christ came to redeem us. Some of you haven't bought into that yet. You don't get it. You don't accept their sin any more than you accept the sin of your brother who's committing adultery or coveting his neighbor's wife or doing whatever. You know, Peter urged us that we should make a defense, giving a reason for the hope within us. We need to do it with gentleness and respect so that when you're slandered, those who revile your good name in Christ may be put to shame. Look, God can do a better job at it than I can. I know that's not the reason behind it. But I tell my buddies that are pretty strong and want to strike back really fast. A lot of times I'll say to them, look, ain't nobody can get revenge like God. That simple. Let him take care of it. You'll definitely come out on top, no question about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent listening and paying attention, getting involved, sending me emails, the whole nine yards. It's great. The Title IX rewrite that they're looking at, if you do the rewrite verbatim the way they actually want it, you undo all of Title IX. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But when you look at what they were trying to do, this, nothing. Not here. When we come back, I got so much I want to get to, I know I'm not going to. Generation Z is shifting towards embracing, biological realities? Why would they do that? We'll talk more about the Title IX rewrite and how it's going to affect women and women in sports as a whole. Then maybe we're going to go through, I know it's early. Some of you will listen to the show later on and think you've listened to an old show. But we're going to talk about offensive Halloween costumes. Just so you don't blow your money now, I want to make sure you're good. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Double Team, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Yes, yes, yes. Be part of the solution. I mean, getting off your butt, doing something, no matter what it is, doing something. All right? Best way to make things happen. Anyway, always a pleasure, again, to have you with me. You know, even Generation Z's about had it with all the craziness going on. Now, the brain rot of gender ideology, you know, they've taken hold over the last, several years? Actually, they've been working on it for well over a decade. Some of you have been around forever, been with me almost since day one. I used to talk about this stuff way back when, the first couple of years of the show. And people say, what are you talking about? Boys are boys, girls are girls. You know, yeah, okay, whatever. But now, you know, again, it's not now just a conversation or a light conversation. Now you're being forced to believe or else. And a growing number of people are now turning away from it and turning back towards reality. So a poll from the Public Religion Research Institute have found that people have shifted over the last 2 years from the absurd claim that there's more than two genders to the reality that, well, I think there's only two genders. And it's a shift. You know what? It's still about 60% of people, 65% of people are willing to say that there are only two genders. You know, again, when you look at this and you look at what people are starting to look at first they thought it was crazy fad, right? I mean, we've had this stuff go on for years. And people blew it off as not a big deal, but your kids are so indoctrinated in schools. Some of you parents are not willing to really sit down with your kids and go, yeah, no, you're not. Whatever you think you are. You won't do it, so it's making it even harder for them. Now, what's notable is the groups that are shifting towards recognizing biology over, you know, reality over the past couple of years. 38% of Democrats agreed with the claim that there are only two genders. Now, they're up to 44%. Okay? Independents rose from 60 to 66. Millennials rose from 51 to 60. Hispanics jumped from 56 to 66. And Black Americans rose from 65 to 70%. It's a big deal. If you glance at pop culture media coverage, right, you would think that 90% of Americans believe that there are a multitude of genders, but they're not. Right? I mean, and it keeps getting better, apparently. Over the last several years, going from 59 to 65% is a good jump. It's a solid jump. Now, let's see who the sane people are. 90% of GOPers believe there's only two genders. 66% of independents, only two genders. 44% of Democrats, only two genders. Gen Z, 57% say, you know what? Only two genders. Period. Glad somebody has a clue. Really, no joke. But again, the kicker is from Generation Z. They've been most consumed by all this, the social viruses, if you would. Right? The being beat up over transgenderism. Just crazy all the way around. Many young children, you know, are walking away from that whole imagery or the imaginary genders thing. Well, first of all, because they can't really wrap their minds around it. And what's more natural is the whole, there are only boys and girls, period. Now, conservatives and Republicans, it shows that we really shouldn't ignore these culture wars. We need to embrace these culture battles. We need to push through with fact, not emotion, but with fact. Stay on the fact. Keep pushing the facts. Don't let them move you away from the facts. Right? And again, we need to embrace these battles. Stop running away from them. That's the biggest problem here is you guys, you don't fight it through to the end. And I'm not saying you throw pearls to pigs. Yeah, I know. My wife likes it when I say throwing pearls to swine. No, throwing pearls to pigs I'm better with. Right? Just crazy. All right, while we're on that subject, Title IX rewrites. We're finding out that it violates women's rights. We're not fighting it. We already knew this. But now the U.S. Secretary of Education admits it. Whoa. A lawsuit settlement against a Vermont high school has provided vindication for Blake Allen, a brave female athlete. Her father, who supported her, spoke out against a biological male being present in the girl's locker room. The case highlights the dangerous consequences of trans activism. It undermines women's rights. It exposes the Biden administration big time. Their misguided attempt to rewrite Title IX in favor of, well, if you say you're a woman, you're a woman. How to blow up sports. How to ruin a young girl's mind. A young, you know, I mean, I have to start to believe when I see some of the things going down. They don't want you to have any ambition. They don't want you to get ahead. They want you to depend on the government. All these young ladies who beat their brains out from 3 and 4 and 5 years old to work out, get up morning, practice, so they could maybe get a scholarship to a college or get into a pro team. God forbid, shouldn't have that, right? The left doesn't want you to be bitter, Neil. Remember, everybody gets a trophy crowd? They want to keep that. Because then nobody tries to rise to the top. And those people who think they're smarter than, you know, anybody on the planet, they'll be able to run you. They'll be able to yank you around because they'll be taking care of you. You know, Dennis Prager said it for years. I didn't quite get it. People want to be taken care of. I didn't get that. How do you spout or scream independence? I'm my own man. I want to take care of myself. I want to do the right thing, but I want to do it on my terms, blah, blah, blah. And yet still want to be taken care of. And he lays it out real simple. We don't want to have to worry about things. Many people would love to know they have a cushion there. They have the government or whoever to catch them if they fall. And if it means a steady paycheck, income, food on the table, food in the fridge, well, maybe I'll give up my freedom for that. We're squishy. The American independence was above American exceptionalism. The fact that I'm an American, okay, I can have my freedom. I can do what I want to do. I can be the guy I want to be the have the career I want to have, whatever it is. And if I work towards that, I can make it happen. All of that is built into our DNA from this country. Matter of fact, the immigrants who came here, my ancestors, my relatives, came here for that freedom, came here for those liberties. And it was touted and talked about at the table on a regular basis. And that's still what we want today. That's ingrained in our DNA. Every immigrant whose family came here for a better life, did it the right way, made it happen, it's in their DNA. And now the government wants to take all that away from you. They want you to be totally dependent on them. You have to be. And to show you how insane they are, as they lose the black community over the same thing they've done for decades, they're now going to apply that to the illegals that are here in this country now. Really that simple. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona, he's going to reconsider this indefensible Title IX rules. Now, they've been placed on hold, what Biden wants to do, been placed on hold till October. And there's a congressional committee looking over these things. Now, his admission that forcing women athletes to undress in the presence of biological males, such as the University of Pennsylvania, Leah Thomas does, it amounts to sexual harassment, as is written in the law. That's the other thing. They don't even uphold their own laws. God bless. Appearing before the House Education and Workforce Committee, Cardona knew he would face scrutiny regarding these things. You would think he would have had better answers than, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it'll be a problem. These people are amazing. And yet it still doesn't bother them. Right? They wrote the sexual harassment laws around these things. And they're not willing to enforce them. All of a sudden, why? Because they're uncomfortable? So, with your host, hey guys, have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.